Today's Shir's Masech, the Yevamos Daf Hey. We will begin on Daf Hey Amud Aleph, on the second line, Nafkalu Meroshei. In our previous Shir, we had begun discussing the concept of Eser Deichalos Esei. And actually, when we learned the concept of Eser Deichalos Esei, the Gemara took it one step further. The Gemara says, if there is a rule of Eser Deichalos Esei, then why would we need a special pasuk to teach us that by it, that if Eser Deichalos Esei, so why when the ish woman who falls to Yibum is an erva to the person who to the Yavam, there is no rule for Yibum? Because she's an erva, meaning, and we learn it from the word Olehel. But as we explained, the only reason we need Olehel is because otherwise we would assume that maybe the mitzvah of Yibum should be doicha, the loisa say, the fact that she is an erva. So we had proven that Eser Doicha loisa say. Well, we had tried to prove that Eser Doicha loisa say. But the question, and then, even if we'll prove that Eser Doicha loisa say, we'll then have to prove Eser Doicha loisa say by a loisa say sheyesh bekaris, which is the case of our Mishnah. Because all of the Erevus in our Mishnah are either Chayiv Koris or Chayiv Mises Bezdin. And therefore, we will need the Pasuk of Aleh to say that here, even though normally Eser Doicha Loisa says Sheyesh Bei Koris, here we will not accept that because of the Oleho. But we're still trying to prove where how we know Eser Doicha Loisa say. And we had said in the previous year that even if the Torah has a Smuchim, and that's why we said the fact that the Torah puts the din of shatness next to the din of tzitzis is a proof that the mitzvah of tzitzis is doicha the loisasei of shatness. It's only, we explain in the shir, if mufna or muchach, if it's an extra word or muchach, or it's obvious that that's the reason the Torah did it. And the Gemara had said, why, according to the opinion that says that it has to be mufna, is it considered mufna? The Gemara said it was mufna because the Torah did not have to say tzemru pishtin. Because according to Rabbi Shmuel, whenever the Torah uses the word beged, it's understood that it means tzemru pishtin. But the last piece of Gemara we learned said that that is only according to Rabbi Shmuel, who indeed holds that way, that whenever the Torah uses the word beged, it means tzemru pishtin. That makes tzemru pishtin superfluous, to make it mufna, to make it extra, to learn from it, that Eser Doicha Loisa say. But according to the Rabbanon, who don't hold that whenever the Torah uses the word beged, it's automatically extra. So we're back to the question, where is the mufna that we should learn Eser Doicha Loisa say? Says the Gemara. So the Gemara takes an entire different approach. Says the Gemara, Nafklei Meroishoi, from the halacha of the Mitzayra. The halacha is a Mitzayra, somebody who is identified to me a Mitzayra, has to, is declared as Tamei, and he has to go Mechutz L'machna. After the Tzuras passes, he gets spritzed with Dam Tzipor that's mixed with water, and then by sprinkling that water on him with another bird, with together with Eitz Erez, Ezev, and Shnei Talas, the bird that's still alive is sent out free, and the Kohen then shaves all of the hair on the body of the Metzora. Then the Metzora counts another 7 days, where he's still partially Tamei. And on the seventh day, the Kohen again shaves all the hair on his body with a razor. He goes to the mikveh and his tahar. The psukim that we're about to learn speak about the second time he shaves his hair. And the Torah HaKadosh says, the Tanya, as the Braisa says, the Torah HaKadosh says, V'hoi b'yoy ma'shmini, v'shvii, y'galach es kol s'ora, es roshav, es konav, es gab, es enav, es kol s'ora, y'galayach. The question is, why did the Torah have to sing out Roshay? If the Torah already said that we have to shave all his hair, isn't Roshay obviously included? Answers the Gemara. Answers, says the Brice Lefishan, and of course the Torah says, that there's an issa for a person to cut the hair of the payas of his head, Shemaini af Mitzorikain. So that would teach us even the Mitzoris has that halacha, Tamalaima, that's what the Torah had to say, the word Raisha, to teach us that the essay of the Metzora doing, cutting his hair, is Doicha the Laisa say of, is Doicha the Laisa say of Laisa Kifu Pas Raishchem. And as Rashi explains, why did the Torah, since the Torah already said previously that we have to shave all the hair, so why do we have to say sorry? Now, Rashi makes a very interesting point here. Rashi says that this would be a source, not only would it be a source that Essay Doichalaisa say, but it would be an Essay Doichalaisa say, Shiesh Bei Karis. And the Mechas Chinuch doesn't understand Rashi. Because although this is clearly a situation of Essay Doichalaisa say, but the Laisa say of Laisa Kifa Pas Roishchem is not a Laisa say, Shiesh Bei Karis. So how could Rashi suggest that this would be a source that we say Essay Doichalaisa say, Shiesh Bei Karis? So says the Mechas Chinuch, that when somebody cuts all the hair of his head, he's cutting toupees. And says the Mechas Chinuch, the Rashi holds that two lavin, even though each lav by itself does not carry a chiyuv karis, is the equivalent of one lav with a karis. So if the Torah here is saying that we say Essay Doichalaisa say, and not only is the Torah saying that we say Essay Doichalaisa say, but we're saying even Essay Doichet Tulaisa says, it's a proof that Essay Doichalaisa say Shiesh Bei Karis. And if that would be the case, Rashi and the Rishonim now explain, we would understand why the Torah had to teach us Aleho, that when there's Yibum with an Erva, we don't say Essay Doichalaisa say Shiesh Bei Karis, and there is, we don't do Yibum. So the Achronim ask a very fundamental question. The Isser HaKofa, the Isser to cut off the payas, is an isser on the person who's doing the haircut. The mitzvah asay to have the mitzvah's hair cut is a mitzvah asay on the mitzvah. So when we say Essay Doichalaisa say, it always means that I have an option. Should I do the essay or should I do the laisa say? And as we explained in our previous year, the concept of Essay Doichalaisa say teaches us that the essay supersedes the laisa say. But here, the essay is going to be fulfilled by the mitzvah. The laisa say is going to be fulfilled by the person who's giving the haircut. How can we suggest that we should say Essay Doichalaisa say? So, Rav Aaron Leib Steinman, in his Sefer Yael Zashacha, indeed says that the Gemara is referring to a situation where the Metzora would be cutting his own hair, and that's what we're saying Essay Loisa say. But the Sefer Yasher Shakov says a chiddush. He says that the mitzvah assay to cut all of the hair of a Metzora does not only apply to the Metzora. It applies to every one of us that should help the Metzora fulfill that mitzvah. And therefore, if I'm the person cutting the Metzora's hair, not only am I violating a Lais assay, but I'm being Mekayim as an assay. The Imre Moshe explains that when we speak about the Isser of haircut, the person getting the hair, when a haircut is usur, the type of haircut we're discussing that's usur, the Isser on the person getting the haircut and the Isser on the person giving the haircut travel together. And therefore he explains, if over here, because of the concept of Essay Doichalaisa say, the Metzora getting the haircut is not being over a lav, then the person giving the haircut also won't be over a lav. Rabbi Chanan in the Sefer Kibbutz Ha'aretz takes a different approach. It's similar, I think, to the approach of the Yasher Shakov. He says, since we have a rule, Kol Yisrael Reivim Zelazeh, so Kol Yisrael Reivim Zelazeh, I have an obligation to make sure that this Metzora gets all of his hair cut. And since I have the obligation to make sure that the Metzora gets all of his hair cut, it's a mitzvah to say as on me as well. But then Taisus Masechet Nazir asked the question that the Gemara suggests that the Isser of cutting hair, a payas, is only by a man. A woman who is not the subject of this Aveira is not over the Aveira if she does such a haircut. So ask Taisus, instead of relying an essay daichalaisa say, which is something that we don't want to rely on unless we have no option. Why don't we just ask a woman to give, a woman or a non-Jew to give such a haircut? So Taisus in Masechet Nazir teaches us that if we wouldn't have the concept of essay daichalaisa say, certainly I who am getting the haircut, and I'm not supposed to get, if I'm not supposed to get such a haircut, I'm not supposed to allow somebody to give me such a haircut, even though they're not being oivan aveira for doing such a haircut. And therefore, if I'm not, therefore, if there's an isser, because we won't say isser daichalaisa say, asking somebody to do it on my behalf, to do it, and they don't have an aveira, would not be an option. The other question is that the Torah says you have to shave all the hair of the body, of the person. So ask the Rishonim, we know Eser Daichalaisa say is only applicable if they both come at the exact same time. That's saying the Laisa say. But here, the essay is only fulfilled when you cut the last hair of the last payah. The Laisa say is violated as soon as you cut one of the payahs. So some Rishonim say that you're not over, that this person that we're speaking about only has one payah. So therefore, the essay and the loisa say come at the same time. The Aruch Haner says that when we look at a mitzvah essay, there's nothing that can be done actually in 1 second. So if somebody is busy getting a haircut that he's supposed to be getting, even though you're not fulfilling the total mitzvah until it's complete, that's already considered, while you're in the middle of getting the haircut, it's considered that you're fulfilling the essay, and that's why it would be an example of essay daichalais essay. Rabbi Kiva Eger takes a similar approach, not actually identical, but similar. He says, even though there is, as we just said, a rule, that we only say essay daichalais essay if they both come at the same time, still, says the Tzitz Eliezer, that is only in a place where I can't avoid. But in a situation that the only way to fulfill the mitzvah is by cutting all the hair, and it's obviously impossible to cut all of the hair at one time, so cutting the hair, all of the cutting, is considered a mitzvah saseh. Continues the Gemara. The Kesava Aitana, the Tana of this Braisa, is of the opinion that Akofas Kol Rosh Shema Akofa, that including in the lav of Lasikifa Pas Roshechem, is included that you're not allowed to cut all of the hair of the head. Even if you shave the person totally bald, that's called akafa. So that's what's happening to the nazir. And therefore, it's considered a situation. Now, how could I do so? If it's the lav of loisa kifu, it must be because essay doicha loisa say. The halacha indeed in Masech the Nazir is, as we just learned, that a kofa is called a Rosh Mar kofa. Shaving all of the hair on the head is considered a kofa. And the Chinuch explains the why would we think differently. So he explains that the basis of the lav of Laisa Kifu is that the way the priest of the Avodah Zorah would walk around in those days is that they would shave their hair without leaving any payas. So we would think that if they're cutting all the hair, if they're shaving all the hair, that is not a violation. That's why the Gemara here and the Gemara there think, teach us that it is considered a violation. But ask the Gemara, Ikala Mifrach, we could ask, why are you learn? How could we learn from that lav that Esed Daichalaisa say, Mala lav hakofa, the lav of hakofa is the lav she'en shava b'kol. It doesn't apply by all people. It only applies by men. There is no issa of Laisa Kifu by women. And therefore, we can't learn from there to other areas of halacha. Says the Gemara, Ela Asya Mizikonai. The Torah, when again it speaks about cutting the hair of the Metzaira the second time, the Pasuk says, as we quoted this Pasuk earlier, V'aybiyam Shvi Galas Kos Oras Rosh V'zikonai V'skabas Enoi V'skos Zahari Kaleach V'chibas V'god V'rochitz V'mayim V'toher. Now, says the Gemara, Zekonai matam aloimer. What does the Torah have to indicate that he has to cut all the hair of his beard? Doesn't the pasuk already say yigalechas kol saroi that he has to cut all his hair? Says the Gemara. Lefisha namafas zekonam lo yigenechu. Shemeini af koy mitzurikain. I would think that the Torah is speaking even by a Metzora, that the Kohen, if a Kohen is a Metzora, maybe he shouldn't be allowed to call us here. Tamaloymer, the Kohenai. That even the Kohen who has an Isser, that he's not allowed to cut his beard, it doesn't apply to a Kohen. And as I saw the Rishonim, the Meiri explains, of course, Yisraelim are also not allowed to shave their beard with a razor. As the Pasuk says, V'loy sashchus as pasuk konecha, which is speaking to all Jews. But there's another lav that applied to Kohanim. But the Pasuk says, Kedoshim yu lelekeim. And one of the halachas that it speaks to about Kohanim is that they're not allowed to shave the beard. So the Kohen is allowed to shave, if he's a Metzora, he's allowed to shave his hair. Now, this is again a situation of Esei Doichalaisasei. But when we think about this Esei Doichalaisasei, we're going to immediately ask, but it's a lav she'en eshav b'kol. It only applies to men and not to women. But there's a fundamental limit in the Torah. And that is, im eine inyan l'dava zeh, tenei inyan l'dava achar. If we see that the Torah taught us something, and we don't need it to teach us what we think it needs to teach us, because we've learned it already, we apply it to other situations. And therefore, the Torah already taught us that by a Metzora we apply the concept of Echadayich Loisosei. But what was our question? That perhaps it only applies by Metzora, because Metzora is a lav she'en eshav b'kol, it only applies by men, not by women. But now we taught this concept again of Echadayich Loisosei. And again, even though it's a lav she'en eshav b'kol, it only applies to men, not to women. But I know the Echadayich Loisosei by lav she'en eshav b'kol. So here's applies the Gemara the rule. If I don't know, needed to teach me that we say Esedoich Lois say by lav that doesn't apply to everyone, Taneu Lalav Lalav Hashav Bakal, that we apply this concept even in such a situation. And this is Aloch Lamosh Mesinai. And in fact, I saw that the Achroinim explained that many of us say every morning the Braisa of the Rabbi Shmuel that has the different type of Limudim, etc. This is stronger than all of those other limudim. And it's more difficult to refute this limud than almost any other limud in Shas. Says the Gemara Kati Yitzchak. We do need it. We can't use it to teach us Esedai Chaloisasei. Kusak dat chamina, because we would think, Shani Kohanim, Hoyel Vribim and Kosim Mitzis Deseris, there are many mitzvahs that apply to Kohanim that don't apply to Yisraelim. Afilu lav she'en eshav b'kol loidochi. But even though it's not a lav that applies both to men and women, but maybe Kohanim are different, and by Kohanim we don't say Esedai Chaloisasei, Kamashmon the Dachi, that's what the Torah had to say, that even by Kohanim, who are individuals, have more mitzvahs than others, we still apply the concept of Esedai Chaloisasei. So we don't have it available to say that we should have said under all circumstances. Says the Gemara, Ella Asya Miroishai. The Torah is speaking about, again, we go back to the second time the Kohen, the Metzora has to cut his hair. The Torah says, Dach Tana, and it's a different Braisa. The Tanya, this Braisa teaches us, Rosh Matam Loimer. What does the Torah have to single out that he has to cut all the hair on his head? Doesn't the Torah already say, Yigaleich has kol sa'aroi, which includes his head? Lefisha Nema. Continues the Braisa, Lefishanema Tala Yaval Roshay, Shemeni Af Nozim Mitzoyra. Then what's going to be an aloha if somebody is a Nozir? And a Nozir is an individual who's not allowed to cut his hair. But while he's a Nozir, he became a Mitzoyra. The aloha is that even Nozim Mitzoyra came, that he shouldn't cut his hair, Tamaloyma Roshay. He's allowed to cut his hair even though he's a Nozir. And even though he's going to have to violate the law of Talay Aval Roshay. So here we see the concept of Esay Doichalosa say, B'chol HaTorah. Now, even though it's a lav she'en eshav b'kol, but since we already learned from Zekonoi that a lav she'en eshav b'kol is pushed away because of an essay, so this one is available to say it for everybody. Says the Gemara, Ikla Mifrach. But you can't learn from Nazir that Esed Doichalaisa say. Because Mala Nazir Mitzayra, Shekhen Yeshna B'Shayla. A Nazir is a particularly weak type of a mitzvah lav. Because normally a lav is not voluntary. You have to do the lav because you have to do the lav. By a nazir, if somebody accepted upon himself in the naziris, he could go to a chacham under the correct conditions and have it annulled. So you can't learn from a nazir to every other lav. You can't learn from a nazir to every other lav. Dilei tema hachi, hada kaimalon. If it says the Gemara, if we won't in fact agree that a nazir is considered a weaker iser, because yeshna b'shayla, it could be annulled, we have a rule. Even though we've been learning that essay is doicha loisa say, the rule is, ain essa doicha loisa say v'asay. If the essay stands in contrast to an essay and a loisa say, then it doesn't have that ability. We'd explained this in the previous year. But ask the Gemara, Ligma minazir. Why don't we learn from a nazir? Because by a nazir, he has a lav that he's not allowed to cut his hair, but he also has a mitzvah to say, Gol yeh gadol pe'arasai roshay. And yet the Torah says that if he's a mitzayra, he is allowed to cut his hair. So why isn't this a proof? Not only is it a proof that essay doicha loisa say, but it ought to be a proof that essay is doicha loisa say v'asay. Why don't we learn that? That would be a tremendous chiddush. Ela nazir my tamala gaminin. Why can't we learn that halacha from nazir? Because as we just learned, a nazir is entirely different. Dekala mifrach, when we speak about a nazir is a weak alav, sheken yeshna b'shayla. Because a nazir, it's a form of a neder. And whenever we have a form of a neder, it could be annulled. Hachinami, that's why we can't learn from nazir that esed doicha loisa say, dekala mifrach, sheken yeshna b'shayla. So, we're back to where we started. We started the shir trying to identify from where will the chachamim learn the halacha of esa doicha loisa say. So the Gemara goes back to what we discussed yesterday. Ela olam mikra kama. We learn it from the pasuk that we discussed in the previous shir. We mentioned at the beginning of our shir the halacha that tzitzis can be made even of vav's klayim. We asked the question that we need to find something mufna. We have to find a pasuk that's open, that should be the proof that we could say, esse loises, doicha loises say. Says the Gemara, in Crane, when the Torah speaks about the tzitzis, the Torah says, gedilim. And why did the Torah use the word gedilim? In Crane, lema kra, tzitzis tasalach. Gedilim lamali. Why did the Torah use the word gedilim? And there are two ways that the Rishonim explain, what does the Gemara mean, that it would have been preferable to use the word gedilim, rather than the word tzitzis, rather than the word gedilim. One pshat that I saw is that every letter in the Torah is extremely valuable. And since every letter in the Torah is extremely valuable, the Torah, the word gedilim, is more letters than the word tzitzis. So shouldn't the Torah have used the word tzitzis, which involves using less letters? That's one pshat that I saw. The other pshat is that normally when the Torah speaks about the tzitzis, the Torah uses the word tzitzis. Why over here did the Torah choose that instead of using the word tzitzis, the Torah uses the word gedilim? It must be to teach us this halacha. Says the Gemara, Vim kein le mikra, the Torah should have said, tzitzis taslach, make tzitzis, gedilim lamali. Why did the Torah use the word gedilim? Lefnuye, to have this extra word to teach us that the halacha is that esed doicha loisa say. But ask the Gemara, how can we say that that's why the Torah used the word gedilim? Hi, the word gedilim is needed l'shur ta'asa. It's coming to teach us how many tzitzis and how the tzitzis have to be tied. Because if the Torah would have just used the word gedil, that means we would say we would need to only have shnayim, two threads. The fact that the Torah used the word gedilim means that we should have arba, double the amount, four threads. And the Torah says, asay gedil, put the threads through the hole, upesle mitaychay, and that's how you should tie the tzitzis. And that's the halacha, that we should tie the tzitzis, take four strands. There is an interesting machlokes rishonim. Unfortunately, many of us don't wear tchelis. But certainly in the time of the Torah, everybody wore tchelis. When you had tchelis, how many threads were white and how many threads were tchelis? So Rashi's opinion is that the fact that the Tosfos explains Rashi this way, we just learned that the Torah used the word gedilim. What does the Torah mean by using the word gedilim? The Torah actually means to say two different types of threads. Two should be white and two should be tchelus. The Rava disagrees, and the Rava says that one thread was tchelus and three were white. And the Rambam's opinion was that a half a thread was tchelus and the three and a half remaining were white. Furthermore, the halacha is that we tie the gedilim, we knot them, and gedilim also tells us that we should have part of, as we know all of our tzitzis look, the Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah, and Simon Yud Aleph, Sif Yud Aleph discuss this extensively. They say that it's not all gedilim, it's not all tied together. You have it knotted, and it should be at the ratio of one-third knots and two-thirds, and two-thirds the amount of the threads just coming out from the knots. And even though the Mishnah Berurah seems to say that there is no chiv how long it have to be, but that's the Rabbanan are the ones that establish it should be midraisa. It's not required, but midrabbanan should be with this ratio of one-third, two-thirds. So ask the Gemara. So now what the Gemara is saying, you wanted to say that the word gedilim is superfluous to teach us the din of Esed Dachalaisa say, ask the Gemara, no, we need gedilim to teach us all these halachas that we just learned about how the tzitzis are tied. Says the Gemara, Im Kain, if that's all that the Torah was trying to teach us, why did the Torah have to add the word yachtov, lamali, shmamina, lafnuye, to be an extra word? Ask the Gemara, Fakati, it's not extra. Miboile, isn't it needed to teach us the halacha? When is it considered that you have sewn shatnas together, that if you made two stitches, it's a chibur. That's when it's considered connected that you make klayim. Tkifa achas, but if it's only one stitch, and a chibur, it's not considered klayim. Although the Rishonim say that even though one stitch alone is not klayim, you need to have two stitches, but if you have one stitch, and at the end, and then after you do that one stitch, you tie the two threads together, you knot the two threads together, even though there's only one stitch, it is klayim. Says the Gemara, Im Kain, if that's what the Torah is coming to teach us, the halacha of how it's shatnas, lichter chmana le'silba shatzemru pishtin yachtav, shatnas lomeli, why did the Torah have to add the word shatnas? Shmamino lafnuye, to teach us that esed doichalosa say. But ask the Gemara, no, the word shatnas is not extra. The katim iboile, isn't the word needed at sheshua, that the materials, the wool, the linen, have to be combed, tavi, and they have to be woven, venuz, and they have to be woven together and then put together. And otherwise it's not shatnas. So Rashi explains that shu tavi venuz means that the two materials, the wool and linen, to be considered shatnas, has to be connected in that way. Rabbeinu Tam, Tosfos the Ramaskal Khan, says that that is not the explanation. And the best raya that Rabbeinu Tam uses is the way tzitzis are constructed. When we have tzitzis, and we have wool tzitzis, wool threads, and linen beged, they're not shui tavi v'nois together. And therefore, Tosfos suggests, and many Rishonim say that Rashi actually agrees with Tosfos, the Chu Tov V'noiz is speaking about each one of the materials. That in order for the material, if you have wool and you have linen and you're combining them, when will you be chayef for shatnas? Only in a situation where they are Chu Tov V'noiz, where each one of them by themselves a shor tovi v'noiz. But if each one of them is not shor tovi v'noiz, they're not considered a significant material that there should be an iser of shatnas. Ella kula, says the Gemara, the din of shor tovi v'noiz, and also the halach of klayim, we can learn from the word shatnas. Because if the Torah was just coming to teach us the halacha of shor tovi v'noiz, the Torah should have written explicitly Shu'at Tov V'Noyz. Why did the Torah use the word Shatnas? It must be that the Torah is using a word that's not normally used. And that is to teach us that it's Mufna to teach us Esa Doi Chalaisa say. But, on the other hand, the Torah should have just said, Lo Silbish Kloim Shemeshat Tzemu Pishtun Yachtov. Why did the Torah use the word Shatnas? Shu'at Tov V'Noyz. What the Gemara is saying is that both concepts that we're learning in our sugya, both the concept of Shu'at Tov V'Noyz and both the concept that it's extra, and because it's extra, we can learn the halach of Esed Deichel Leisa say, both of these can be learned from the word Shatnas. Ashkechan, so says the Gemara Baruch Hashem, what we've accomplished is that we've have a source that Esed Deichel Leisa say greater. But now, we still haven't come to where we need to be. Because Leisa say, Shiyesh ba kares, Hek Ashkechan de Dachi, Ditzuch Ela Lamasra. As we've been learning, the Torah said the word Aleha to say that if the Yavama is a woman who is, if the Yavama is a woman who is Erva, there's no Mitzvah Yibam. Why do we need the word Aleha? Because if we wouldn't have the word Aleha, we would say that we ought to apply the concept of Esed Deichalaisa say. Not only would it we say that we should apply the concept of Esed Deichalaisa say, but we would say we should apply it even by an essay, by a Laisa say Sheesh Bekaris, which are the cases of our Mishnah. So what the Gemara needs to prove, all the Gemara has proven, is that we say Esed Deichalaisa say. What the Gemara now needs to prove is that we say Esed Deichalaisa say even by Loisa say Shiyesh Bekaris, and once we'll be able to prove that, then we'll understand why the Torah had to add the word Aleha to say that in this case of Yibum, we won't say Esed Deichalaisa say by Loisa say Shiyesh Bekaris. And the question is, where do we know that from? It says the Gemara V'chitema, Neila Femela. The halacha is that a mila is conducted even on Shabbos, because the Torah Kedoshah says, "Ubiyay mashmini yim v'b'sar v'losoi." From here we learn the Torah has the word extra biyayim even b'Shabbos. So we see that even though doing melacha on Shabbos is of course a chiyuv karis, the essay of mila is doichet. But ask the Gemara, you can't bring a raya from there, because ma lemila, mila is a very significant mitzvah say, shekein nichrusu alao shloish asabrisis. The Torah speaks about the bris mila 13 times. That's the Torah used the word bris 13 times. And it shows that it's a very special mitzvah. We can't learn from there to anywhere else. Says the Gemara, we'll learn from Pesach. Because the halacha is, the Torah Kedoshah says, v'yasu b'nei Yisrael as a Pesach b'mayadoi, and we learned the Masech to Shabbos, dafai in Zion, b'madoi afil b'shabbos. So you see the mitzvah to say, a Pesach is doicha Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, ma'ala Pesach, you can't bring a raya from Pesach, shekein onish karus. The Pesach, is Pesach amila, only two mitzvahs to say, that if one doesn't fulfill them, there's a chiyuv karus. So of course the Rishonim answer, to ask, if the Gemara is saying that that's a good reason, so we should have said that by Mila. And actually, the Gemara will say it by Mila. So the Rishonim answer, the Chiyuv Karis by Pesach and the Chiyuv Karis by Mila is really not the same. By Pesach, as soon as Erev Pesach comes and somebody doesn't bring the Karim Pesach, Rechman Slom B'mezid, his Chiyuv Karis. Mila, if you have a child that's 8 days old and a Mila wasn't done for him, so he won't be Chayiv Karis immediately. Certainly not before he's a Gadol, maybe not even before he spent his whole life, because it's always something he could still do. And that's why the Gemara didn't ask the question, that question by Pesach. The Gemara just asked the question, didn't ask that question by Mila, only asked it by Pesach. She says the one we learn it from the Talmud, because the Torah says, as Kabanoi lach melisha lechayichi tishmul akali b'ma'adoi, and we learn from the word ma'adoi, afilu b'shabbos, that we bring the carbon tamid even b'shabbos. But ask the Gemara, ma'al l'tamid shein tadir, a carbon tamid is brought on a daily basis. Maybe that's why we'll say there, esedai chalaisa say, even though it's yesh b'karis. And of course, the carbon Pesach is brought tadir also, but it's not the same tadir as it's once a year, not like tam tam, which is every day. So says the Gemara, as the Gemara often does, The Gemara attempts to use a Mamet Sinu, or Binyan Av. That means every one of the individual sources that the Gemara attempted to use as a source, that we say, even by Loisa say Sheesh Bekaris, has failed. Maybe we can learn it from combination. Mechad Eloi Asya, says the Gemara, we can't learn it from one of these sources, but maybe we should learn from a combination. Ask the Gemara, let's understand what type of combination do you want to make. Mehei Tesi, Mila Pesach, do you want to combine Mila Pesach? Shekein Karis, there's a concept of Karis. And as the Tosfos Yeshanim points out, the Karis by Mila, we explained this a moment ago, and the Karis by Pesach are not the same, but still, there's Karis by both of them, so that's why we can't learn from there to other areas of Halacha. So the Chasam Sofer asks, the Halacha is, Mol v'loy para, if somebody does the mila but he doesn't take off the foreskin, kilo loy mol, it's not considered a valid mila. But that isn't really part of the mitzvah mila. And it's not part of what was nichlas or aleh yigimah prasis. And there's no chiv karis. If somebody had a mila without priya, he's not chiv karis. So why isn't mila a raya that we say, eser doicha loisa say, even in a situation that we say, eser doicha loisa say, even in a situation where there is no chorus. And there is no Yud Gimel Brises. So says the Chasam Sofer, since part of the Mila, even though it's not considered the essential part of the Mila, but it is part of the Mila procedure, that's enough to give it all the rules of Mila. So now the Gemara says, why don't we learn it from a combination of Pesach and Tamid? That we see that they're Doich Shabbos. It says the Gemara, we can't learn from them because Shekein Yeshna Tzarech Kavoya. They both involve Kabanis. We can't learn from there to an essay and a Leisa say Sheish Bekaros that don't involve bringing a carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ask the Gemara, why don't we learn from a combination of Mila V'Tamid? Says the Gemara, we can't learn from Mila V'Tamid, Shekein Yeshla Har B'fnei Adibar. Both of these mitzvahs apply already were here before Kabbalah Satira. Mila we know was already given to Avram Avinu. And Karban Tamid, the Gemara goes back to something that we discussed in Masechta Chagiga, where the Gemara Masechta Chagiga had a debate. What was the Karban that we learned that was brought on Har Sinai? Valiba the Mandama Oil Shakrivi Sarba Midbar. The Karban Oil that was brought in the Midbar was Oilus Tamid. So that makes those two Kabbanas unique and makes these two mitzvahs unique that. That's why we don't say, we can't use them as a source that Eser Doich Leisa say Sheesh Bekaris. And then comes the Gemara, actually, now that we've established this concept, Mikula, from all of the sources we learned, Namu can't, Sheken Yesh Lofnei Dibur. Because the Pesach, the Karban Pesach was also brought in Mitzrayim, which was before Kabbalah Satira. And if now we're saying that we can't learn from something that happened before Kabbalah Satira, then we can't use this as a source. So Ritva asks, but Yibam was also applicable before Kabbalah Satira. We find that Yehuda did Yibam with Tamar. So the Ritva answers that the Yibam that Yehuda did with Tamar wasn't that it was a mitzvah. The best raya is that the Yibam we know is with a sister-in-law. There he was doing it with a daughter-in-law. And therefore, that can be considered the Yibum that we speak about. So the Achronim ask a question. The Yishalmi asks a question, why did Klal Yisrael not eat matzah in the first year when they came to Eretz Yisrael? Because it was all Chodesh. But why shouldn't the mitzvah matzah be doicha the lav of Chodesh? So the Gemara answers, the Yishalmi answers, that the essay that of which is before Kabbalah Satira, matzah is not such a strong essay that it can be doicha de issa chadish. So in our Gemara we're saying that an essay lifnei hadibur is stronger, and therefore we can't bring a raya from an essay lifnei hadibur to an essay la'acha hadibur. And there the Gemara is saying, on the contrary, that an essay lifnei hadibur is a weaker essay. So the Shagas Arya says that the way to understand this Gemara is not to say that it's weaker or stronger. The fact that it's not identical is enough of a reason. Once it's not identical, then we can't learn one from the other. It's not the question which is stronger, which is weaker. The fact that they're not the same means that they can't be used as a source for halachas of Esedai Chalaisa Seid.